And now, James Gravel.
In previous discussions, we examined how to ascertain biblical authority through approved examples for the things we do in religion. There are numerous passages within the New Testament that contain legitimate approved examples that we today should follow. However, because of time limitations, I would like to present just one as an illustration of how this process works. From Acts chapter 13, verse 2 and verses 44 through 49, we learn that Paul was sent by the Holy Spirit to preach to the Gentiles. And from passages such as Acts 14, verses 1 and 2 and Acts 15, 12, we learn that Paul was successful in converting a number of those Gentiles to the gospel. In Acts 14, verses 26 through 27, Paul reported to the church in Antioch how God had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Eventually, as Galatians 2, verse 3 informs us, Paul converted Titus, a Gentile who later became an evangelist, Galatians 2, verses 1 through 10. In Galatians 2, 1, we see Paul taking Titus to Jerusalem as proof that the Gentiles did not need to comply with the act of circumcision that was required of the Jews and proselytes to Judaism under the law of Moses. Later, Paul told the Philippians to follow his example in service to God when he wrote, "The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." Philippians 4, verse 9. What can we learn from all of this? Here is the lesson for us today. Since Paul told the Christians in Philippi to follow his example, and since Paul spent most of his life as a Christian taking the gospel to Gentiles, it is clear that we not only have a divinely approved example to take the gospel to all non-Jewish people, but that we must do so. The Bible, therefore, makes it clear that the gospel is for Jews and Gentiles alike. As Paul wrote in Galatians 3, verse 28, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." The gospel is for all people everywhere, which fits perfectly with Jesus' statement in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.